News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
New figures from GeoDirectory show more than 30,000 homes are now being constructed across Ireland, while house prices continue to rise despite the increased building activity. The problem, of course, is we're still not building enough to meet the demand. CEO of GeoDirectory is Dara Keogh. Hiya, Dara.
Hello, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm good. This shows that we are at least trying to head in the right direction, and it reflects the reality that there just is a lot of construction underway.
Yeah, there's quite a lot of construction underway. These are, you know, these figures are higher than we've seen over the last 3 or 4 years, or 5 years even. What we see is the, as you said there, the under construction figure is up nearly 30%, 27.8% to over 30,000. And just to put that in perspective, there will be apartment blocks in that, so there'll be a lot more addresses than 30,000, but there's 30,000 sites, if you like, that are open. And last year we added 37,000 new address points. And if you bring in address points there from derelicts that were re-brought onto the market, it was nearly 40,000. So they are two very good figures. You are right, the house prices have gone up by roughly 4.7% over the year. And that is because, to a large extent, the demand is still outstripping supply, but supply is increasing significantly.
I mean, it makes obvious sense that Dublin is getting the lion's share of that 30,000, but there's a reasonable geographic spread amongst other counties.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to follow the population. And what we see is that that under construction figure and more or less the address points figure are going to be around Dublin, Mead, Kildare, Cork, Galway, those kind of major either feeder counties to Dublin or major urban centres like Cork and Galway are seeing the lion's share of the move. Though, and to put it in that in some perspective, if you look at the under construction figures, sort of 6,000 are in Dublin and 155 are in Longford. That's the high and the low. And then the new address points, again, we see that Dublin has a lion's share of 12,500. Where Leitrim only has 94. So you can see there's quite a large spread across the country between counties.
When we're looking at dereliction as well, it's the thing that drives people mad when we have so many derelict properties in the centre of cities and towns. That dereliction rate, while it's falling, is still stubborn, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah, it is falling. It's consistently falling, which is good news. What we see is that the majority of those derelicts are actually in Mayo, Donegal and Galway, Cork, Kerry, those kind of centre towards the rural areas, whereas in urban areas we do see a decrease. Now I know there are incentives and schemes etc. that are encouraging this, and I'm sure they're going to have success. Like everybody would like to happen faster, but at least the trend is down.
We are looking though this year at probably being the best year in a long time, Dara, probably since 2007 for construction. I know that there's a lot of historical baggage that goes with that particular year, but there's a bit of momentum there now, which we have to kind of celebrate because it's much needed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So these figures are very positive. They're showing the supply is up and the under construction, the new supply is also up significantly on last year and one of the highest for the last number of years. So, yeah, it is a positive news story here in terms of the number of houses coming on stream or dwellings coming on stream. I know if people are out there trying to, you know, get somewhere to live that they may not feel it yet, but it is moving in the right direction.
OK, Dara Keogh, CEO of GeoDirectory, thanks very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.